It's like you visit family. It's a place that you know from one corner to the other corner.
Hans Rauer describes how he feels when he walks into Weber's. He and his wife Marianne have been customers since 1960. They hosted their wedding reception at Weber's that year when the business was located at the previous Jackson Roadside in Sile Township just west of Ann Arbor. The couple had recently arrived from Germany and got a warm welcome from Sonia Weber, one of the owners.
We came to Mrs. Weber, and she was so gracious and helpful. She happened to say, Marianne, don't worry about it. I come from the same town, from Stuttgart, and I'll help you. Because I had nobody here how to arrange this reception. She picked out the menu, the wine, everything.
Weber's is celebrating its 80th anniversary this March. Ken Weber, who is now the president, shares how his father Herman got the business started.
My father was a farmer in Chelsea, and he was farming chickens during the summer. He'd take the streetcar in from Chelsea to Ann Arbor to sell his chickens to Walter Metzger at Metzger's restaurant downtown. And then it was the end of the season, he didn't have any more chickens, and he told him that this is going to be my last delivery. So Mr. Metzger said, oh, would you like a job for the winter? So Dad said yes, and he ended up running a space above the restaurant and was a dishwasher in the kitchen. And that's where he got his first taste of the restaurant business.
From that job, Herman saved enough money to buy a car, but instead invested the funds to run the high-speed inn located at Washington and Platte Road in Ann Arbor. It was 1937, and Herman was only 23 years old. He operated the business with his brother, who later moved away. It consisted of a grill, a few tables, and a jukebox that helped pay the rent. That venture led to him moving on to other projects, such as the Weber's location where Hans and Marianne got married, and later to the current location on Jackson Road.
Hi, everyone. Most of you know him. I'm Laura. Thank you for coming to Weber's. And did you want to let me know whenever you are ready to order?
For decades, customers have flocked to Weber's for their favorite dishes like the London broil and the crab cakes. But the top seller is the prime rib that's been served since the 1950s. Executive chef Jeremy Corowen sizzles prime rib in the kitchen.
So we go through, about 60,000 pounds?
That's how much of it they cook a year. Vice President and General Manager Michael Weber joins us in the kitchen where the behind-the-scenes action takes place.
It's a very large kitchen. We have the front line that serves the restaurant. We have a back line that's for prep and that's for the bar area. Then we have a large banquet kitchen in the back that we're in right now. On a Saturday night, we can serve 500 people for dinner in the restaurant, and then have a 200-person wedding downstairs and a 200-person holiday party.
Michael and I continue walking through the kitchen, and I quickly realize this employee area has doors everywhere. You could easily get lost if you don't know where you're going.
It's all kind of connected. There's a lot of different labyrinth stairwells that bring you to the same places, so it's massive, though. Right, and it has a very large service quarters to it to get everything done. We just went through the kitchen, now we're in the banquet hallway, which is connected to the banquet pool area and the grand ballroom, and then that's connected to the housekeeping and laundry station that we're walking into right now.
That's where we come across Pamela Barnett and Linda Griffith from the hotel's housekeeping. They both have been working there since the early 1970s. Linda reminds Michael about Ken Weber's birthday coming up.
In March. Oh, I almost forgot about that.
Your dad's birthday?
Yes. Linda knows my dad's birthday better than I do. So that's why we rely on her.
Do you know how old he'll be?
61 or 62. Do you know Pam?
Yes, because I'll be 63. He'll be 62.
He's a year younger than me.
Thank you, Linda, for the birthday, and Pam for letting me know how old my own dad is. What I do without you two.
Thank you.
Back at the restaurant, Brian Weber, Ken's other son, who is also vice president of the establishment, tells me he's been reflecting on the last few decades of design inspirations in the main dining room. The goal is to give it a 1960s feel.
I'm currently going through all the artwork. There's been probably 10-12 different pieces that have been purchased 1980s, 1990s that don't really fit into that old school theme, so I'm removing those and getting art replicated to fill the spot. We're bringing back the old black beads board, cream walls, brass fixtures.
Brian says they like to update the menu from time to time, but they avoid getting rid of favorites like the prime rib. But as much as they want to keep all of them on the menu, some are no longer listed.
There's actually a good story about an item that we've had forever. It's called the coconut snowball. And we've probably had that recipe since the 60s. It's very simple. It's vanilla ice cream rolled in toasted coconut on top of hot fudge with whipped cream, cherry on top. And we wanted to make room for a new dessert that Mary Beth wanted to try out, so we took it off the menu. But when we did that, we trained all the staff to let our old-time loyal guests know that we still have the coconut snowball. It's not listed on the menu, but if you want the coconut snowball, we will make it for you. We will never really lose that recipe.
Michael Weber says it's those kinds of decisions that have helped them stay open for 80 years.
We don't have a corporate vice president in some office halfway across the country. We're here every day, so we run the business more on the feedback we get from the guests and the quality that we feel, day in and day out, and the feedback we get from our employees than we do from a spreadsheet from an office in another state.
The 158 guest room hotel on the property has also helped bring in customers. It's a lot different than the 6-room motel Herman Weber started off with in the 1950s. Throughout the years, the hotel and restaurant have attracted many celebrity guests. There's a wall of fame in the basement with photographs that are signed by some of them. Ken Weber named some of the celebrities.
Here was when Louis Armstrong was here. Remember Jimmy Durante? He was here back in the day. And it's amazing when this guy came. I wasn't, my parents saw him, and of course,
KFC.
Colonel Sanders, the King of Chicken, went back in the 60s when he was here.
So what did he eat? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. I don't know what he had.
But was it chicken?
I would doubt it.
It seems like everyone who works at Weber's has a good story to tell, but there is one that describes the kind of employer-employee relationship that is the glue to this iconic family-owned business. It's about Herman Weber, as told by restaurant general manager Kathy Dillman.
He said, and when he was a dishwasher, basically no one spoke to him because he was a dishwasher. And then he said when he became a restaurant owner, everybody talked to him. So he made it a point, the first person he would talk to in the restaurant in the morning were his dishwashers.
So what's next for Weber's? It's more of the same. They plan to remain independent to continue serving the community that has helped them succeed for more than 3/4 of a century. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.